This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. The toll-free number nationwide is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. For our Spanish-speaking friends, 800, tres uno, tres nueve, no, not diez, three. The website is outcastradio.net. And I want to explain what's going on because there's a bit of confusion as to when and where and why I'm on. Mostly, why is he on? I'm on every day from 11 to 1, and then I'm back on at 9 to midnight. Now, here's the deal. It's not a rebroadcast. This is live. It is Wednesday evening, 9:07. So there you go. I just proved it. What you're getting is twice the show, twice the entertainment, and twice the insanity. So I have good news for you. And bad news for me. The good news for you is that I drank a whole bunch of coffee before I got on the air. The bad news for me is I know I probably won't be getting to sleep till about 3 a.m. But again, better entertainment through better chemistry. 800-313-9443. The stories we're following today, and you'll find all of these stories at outcastradio.net, they would include the following headlines. UN declares highest level of emergency in Iraq over ISIS advance. Study reveals most American pastors silent on current issues despite biblical beliefs. ISIS in Iraq stinks of CIA-NATO dirty war operation. Petrol prices expected to fall after Saudis open the oil tap. Other headlines at outcastradio.net would include collapse scenario, biowarfare, Ebola, as biological weapon. Embracing flag. Snowden says he hopes to return to the United States. Atlantic City faces downward spiral with Revel's demise. Facebook to track users across devices to study shopping habits. Evidence mounting that Turkey is behind ISIS recruitment to establish an Islamic caliphate. And using a tactic unseen in a century, countries corridor off Ebola-racked areas. You'll find all those current headlines at outcastradio.net, including last night's podcast, if you didn't catch it, and the announcement that I am on from 11 to 1 and 9 to 12. But we begin today with the situation in Missouri and the rioting that is occurring. And, of course, the Reverend Al Sharpton has shown up. But before we get to that, let's review the greatest bloopers of the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We must. They're all jitty about a shutdown. The Tortoise in the Race and co-author of Hubris. U2 lead singer Bono, Fran Drescher, Sigourney Weaver suspect Jahar Sanaev, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, the show Rush Lombard hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Is Mike Muckery yesterday, Antonin Scalia, Kim Kardashian, and the Republican candidates, both Cairo and Benghazi. We rank behind La Vita. First stop, Kazakhstan, to college students in Beijing. He's getting lunch at Chipotle in Iowa. Bain is appropriate. The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires. Why was traffic problems email sent? The Environmental Projection Agency and what sequestration has done.
Hey, Beavis, that guy is really, like, stupid or something. Yeah. I could do that better than that. Yeah, me too.
There you go. The Reverend Al Sharpton. I've been pulling up videos on the rioting that's occurring in Ferguson, and I've come to a conclusion. There's two things going on. One, race baiting, and two, not the police, but the police in military uniforms. I am amazed at the amount of hardware that is showing up in that little town. So on one hand, you've got race baiters like the Reverend Al Sharpton coming to town to stir it up on one side, but the one scenario I see unfolding that is quite disturbing is the presence of the police in the form of the military. It looks like they're in Fallujah, not Ferguson. I don't know what's going on, but I'm really beginning to get this feeling in my gut. And this is the question of the day at 800-313-9443. Aside from all the issues, we have a white cop allegedly killing a black kid. Aside from that, we've already seen that with Trayvon Martin. And of course, it's a tragedy. The overlying problem I see is the possibility of race wars coming to this nation. Nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the living room. When I'm watching these videos, what I'm seeing are black people rioting and white police. I did a little reading this afternoon on the situation there, and the police force is comprised of 90% white and 10% black. The town itself is 70% black and 30% white. And race does matter. We are not colorblind. But the issue is, could this possibly be the beginning of more of the same, but on a much larger scale? That town is only about 20 miles from St. Louis. And I could see this actually blossoming, catching on fire, if you will, and turning into something much bigger, because it seems that people are rioting now quicker than they ever have. I think it was last year in Louisiana when the EBT system went down and people couldn't get their food stamp food. Rioting occurred an hour later. It just seems that people's tolerance has decreased dramatically. And in the black community, there is a very short fuse right now. A lot of people are just pissed off. And all it takes is one small incident. It reminds me of the movie V for Vendetta. There was just one incident where that little girl was shot. And after that, the whole place caught on fire. And so incidents like Trayvon Martin and this one in Missouri, to me, are just a microcosm of a bigger problem. And the biggest problem I see in this nation right now is racism. It is alive and well. You can deny it all you want, but segregation is alive. Take this town, for example. It used to be 70% white and 30% black. And then when the affluent blacks began moving in, the more affluent blacks, the whites began moving out. People have always separated. And that's why busing didn't work. Because blacks seem to stay with blacks and whites stay with whites and browns and yellows stay with each other. Everybody stays in their own tribe. And that is the elephant in the living room. That is, racism is alive and well. Yesterday I played a report about a news crew in Washington, D.C. They were talking about an app that can show you sketchy areas in Washington to avoid. And the reporter kept using the word sketchy. And during their report, they were robbed because they were in a sketchy area. Well, let's just quit the doublespeak and say you're in a black part of town where there was more crime and you were afraid. That's the reality of it. Go to any town, any city in America, and you'll find that it's segregated. Here in Austin, I can tell you where most of the black people are. They're east of 35. All the white rich people are in the hills. All the trendies are in the 04. And the Mexicans are south of 290, about to slaughter. And by the way, that's a road, not an action. This is actually a road in Austin called Slaughter. Slaughter, I hardly knew her. Come on, OJ. But that's just the way it is. Every city in America is segregated. We live in a segregated nation. It's not forced, but it's there. And racism is the biggest problem I think we're going to face in the coming days. Your thoughts? Race riots. Is it a possibility sometime down the road? 800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF. P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide and throughout the world, 800-313-9443. The question of the day, do you see a possibility of race riots coming to America? Let's begin with Sam in Hawaii. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Hey, Supa.
Supa. What's up, my man?
I guarantee that there'll be race riots when the other shoe falls, because once everything hits the fan and the plane stops moving and Safeway goes empty, people are going to start flipping out, because you got to understand, like, 1 in 4 people over there is on some kind of psychotropic medicines, and so then the medicine's not going to work, the EBT is not going to work, and people will naturally hooey up together and go and be like roving madness down there. And I don't know what to say, but yeah, for sure, there's going to be race riots. There's going to be there's no way they're going to be able to control the populace. You have tons of cities there. There are 3 million people. You got Houston, Philly, Chicago, Dallas, all these big, huge cities. How are any amount of armed forces going to control a population that doesn't have pharmaceuticals, that doesn't have food at Safeway and Walmarts? And then, you know, the thing that gets me is that, you know, you guys were talking about words, and so they're always trying to keep people out of being present and being, aware of what's really going on. So it's like keeping people in the past and keeping people in the future, you know, anticipation, expectations, things that aren't happening now. So we live in our dwellings. Where our mind dwells is where we're living. And so people are in the past tense and the future tense. They're two tense.
That's a good point.
Right? So, and then to get this, this is absolute spin. Is, right? The new boogeyman is called is.
ISIS.
They're getting everybody to be afraid of what is. And that's, you know, it's kind of a joke, you know, when you constantly practice and always present, and then you start to realize, you know, that everybody's just their program, and that people can't really even be held for their own shit because everybody's just an automaton, that, you know, you just say, well, it is what it is, you know, and you can't really make judgments or be swayed from one side to the other. You just,
you know, I just thought of a great T-shirt, Sam. How about this? ISIS is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, it is what it is. And underneath, in small letters, have created by your CIA.
Sure, and now you can't even be relaxed with what is, because you go, oh wow, hey man, you got to be afraid of what is, but not to worry because DNA will always be smarter than the CIA. Okay.
How's it going? Have a great day, Sam. Appreciate the call. I know, you're hung up. I'll babble for a second, no problem. All right, let's go to Ralph, who is in the FEMA district, number nine. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, sir. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. What's up?
No, I sense something coming up. I'm preparing for it. Just when it happens, I'm just being a little bit more cautious about it.
There's a big difference between today and the Great Depression. Back then, you physically saw the effects of the Depression because you saw soup lines. Today, you don't see this because everything is electronic. You think everything is going well, but it's not, because everything is being done with an EBT card, and the soup line is much longer than it was back in the 30s.
Yeah.
What do we have? 52 million on food stamps right now.
Yeah. When they pull the plug on that, like they did that one time, to see what happened.
Yeah, they had a trial balloon. I'm convinced that's what happened in Louisiana. They tested it. They saw it tested well. And I believe they did the same thing with this Ebola crisis. I believe that was a dress rehearsal for what's coming next. This is not it, but the next one could be it.
Yeah. I sent something.
So do I, friend. So do I. Good luck in FEMA District number nine. Let's go to Tyler in Tennessee. Hello, Tyler. How are you?
Pretty good there, OCD. First time calling in to talk to you.
Sounds good to me. What's up, my man?
Well, I believe in the whole test runs, like the Boston bombing test run, you said test runs going on, like they do, and this is part of the actual culture that they put even the black folks in. they, you know, obviously kept them in unemployment, poverty, and everything like that. And they, you know, the segregation neighborhoods, of course, they introduced crack and all that good stuff and AIDS. And they've done many things to put people, you know, they've done a lot of test runs. And what better people to do it to than the impoverished that can't do nothing about it?
The one thing that really stood out and is standing out about this story, if you watched any of the videos with the police, they don't look like police. They look like the military. It looks like something out of Iraq or Afghanistan.
Well, that's because they're, you know, IDF trained and everything like that. Like here, I'm in Tennessee. I'm in small town Tennessee, and we have an MRAP Cayman sitting up there at the Justice Center. And there's nothing that would warrant that to be there. That's one of the most highly freaking armored vehicles that the military's got. And they've got a blue tarp covering the gun turret. It's amazing. And they had a on News Channel 5, right here out of Nashville, they had a episode there where they did a thing down in McMinn County. You might be able to look it up. And where they the order that the sheriff there put in for free weapons. I mean, all they have to pay for these weapons is the shipping to get it there. That's it. And they got, I think, three times more AR-15s and 1911s than what actual officers were even in that county. They had to actually expand their gun, area.
Yeah, it seems that the hardware that ISIS isn't getting from Iraq, the rest of it seems to be coming back to our shores and is being given to the police, and I believe that the police are just the front for what will be martial law. They'll be the first line of defense, but the military de facto is giving the armaments to the police department, because you look at those videos in Ferguson, it looks like martial law already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming down to it that, I mean, even, and I know you remember this and everything, I'm only 35, but you remember when the, you know, the cops wore the gray slacks and the blue shirts and everything like that, had a hat and everything, you go up, talk to them, whatever else. And I would rather send my kid to the nearest drug dealer to get home than to send them to a cop to get directions anywhere or to get them home any day, because these people are nuts. They, you want to talk about indoctrination of even, you know, policemen are, it is a trade like anything else. You know, most people back in the day would go into it because they wanted to help somebody. Now they have people wanting to come into it that want to kick somebody's ass.
And the bottom line to all of it, Tyler, is everybody wants a job and a paycheck. So whether that requires lying or shooting, as long as I get my check, I don't give a damn. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under.
Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
Yep, this is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free, 800-313-9443. Let's go to the email. Earlier I mentioned that I drank quite a bit of coffee before coming on the air, which is good news for you, bad news for me. I'll be up all night. Wall writes in, John just called. He accidentally took the key to the restroom. I wrote back, damn it. Let's see what else we got here. Sketchy neighborhood. New York Post. Sharpton business owes $4.7 million in tax debt. Okie dokie. Yeah, pull up that one. That's a good one. From Steve, having worked in the ICU for 23 years, and this is about Robin Williams, I have seen many autoerotic asphyxiation cases. It's quite possible that Williams died during an experiment with AEA. The reason I suspect this is because a belt was used rather than a piece of rope or cord. Every case I've seen involves a belt. The belt is meant to break loose when the subject slumps over. The partial occlusion of both carotid arteries along with the act itself is supposed to increase the intensity. The writer makes a valid point that if the public will most likely never hear the truth, reputation damage. I don't know. He also had cuts on his wrist, so. But I do know the guy from NXS. What was his name? Michael Hutchins. That's how he died. There's some things we'll never know the answers to. Question of the day at 800-313-9443. With what you see going on in Ferguson, Missouri, and of course we had Trayvon Martin in Florida, I really think that perhaps maybe an event is coming down the road very soon that might blow up into a much bigger scenario, race wars. I've never seen the tension between the races as intense as I have right now. And it seems the very smallest event leads to an outbreak of violence almost immediately. Going back to the incident in Louisiana about a year and a half ago when the EBT went offline for about an hour and a half, they were rioting within 15 minutes. Who's to say? 800-313-9443. And the other topic I want to get to, and you'll find this also at outcastradio.net. New study reveals most American pastors are silent on current issues despite biblical beliefs. It's an article written by Heather Clark, and you'll find it at outcastradio.net. George Barna was the guest on the American Family Radio program, Today's Issues, and they were going over some fascinating and startling statistics. And I'll just kind of go down to the middle of the article. What we're finding is that when we ask them, the pastors, about all the key issues of the day, 90% of all pastors are telling us, yes, the Bible speaks to every one of these issues. Then we ask them, well, you're teaching your people what the Bible says about those issues. And then the numbers drop. Less than 10% of pastors say they will even speak about it. Barna's group also polled pastors about what factors they use to gauge whether or not a church is successful. There are five factors that the vast majority of pastors turn to: attendance, giving, number of programs, number of staff, and square footage. And what I'm suggesting is those pastors won't probably get involved in politics because it's very controversial. Controversy keeps people from being in their seats. Controversy keeps people from giving money, from attending programs. What pastor is going to address this issue on Sunday morning? The issue that perhaps racism is the greatest problem we face in America. You think they might say that? Well, let's look at the demographics of a church. When you see a white pastor, what do you normally see? A white flock. When you see a black pastor, a black flock. How often is the flock integrated? It's really just a reflection of the community. So isn't the church, in fact, no different than the world? For the most part, I would say yes. 90% of the church is no different than the rest of the world. In your more affluent sections of any city or town in America, you have white people in a church, unless it's an affluent black area, and then you have black people. It doesn't matter. There's hardly ever a mix in church, because the church is no different than the rest of society. And that's a big problem. I had actually thought about getting into ministry at some point, but I wouldn't last 2 weeks. I would talk about this stuff in the pulpit, and then I would probably have my tax-exempt status pulled at some point, and probably most of the flock would leave after my first sermon. And probably my first sermon would have something to do with, I'm not Joel Osteen, get used to it. You see, Joel Osteen is a really nice guy. He's actually nicer than Jesus. I think if Jesus were to show up at Joel's church, they'd probably say, yeah, let us take you into one of the counseling rooms. Joel's on TV right now. Maybe later, Jesus. There's no difference, in my opinion, with at least 90% of the church in the world. And that's the problem. It's not salt. It's just saccharin. Artificial aspartame. There's nothing there. And that's why I don't go to church. I actually go to a home church because I'm done. I'm done with all the games. And I'm sure there are a few good churches out there. I'm just tired of looking for them. And then the pastors wonder, why is attendance down? We don't have Where's the youth? Why aren't they playing basketball? You know what we need to do? We need to build a basketball court. That'll get them to come to church. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. A lot of managers of McDonald's should be pastors, and a lot of pastors should be managing McDonald's. Just doesn't do it for me. But this is the Lacedonia Church, in my opinion. And this tails into the story going on in Missouri and Ferguson. There's no difference between the church and the world, and so where do people go for answers? Usually they go to talk radio now, and especially at night. This at least is a forum where people can call in and give their opinion and say what's on their mind and not worry about what the person next to them thinks about them. It is an open forum. So if you want to comment on any of these issues, we're going to talk about racism. Is it alive and well? And do you think race riots possibly could be coming to America in the near future? And secondly, what do you think of this study? It reveals that most American pastors are silent on current issues despite biblical beliefs. They won't talk about politics. They won't talk about prophecy. They won't talk about the singularity. Nothing. All they do is blow the dust off the Bible and read a scripture from the past. Well, what about the present? If that book is to guide us into the moment and into the future, why don't we talk about the issues of the day? Why are we talking about racism? Why are we not talking about technology and where it's taking us? And is it fulfilling the book of Daniel and Revelation? Nobody talks about it. But here I am on the radio blabbing about it every night. Why is that? Why aren't they doing it? Part of the reason is I really don't have an agenda. I don't have a church. The reason I'm doing two shifts right now is they doubled my salary. Sam, what's 2 times 0? So what are your thoughts at 800-313-9443? I'm telling you, the voices are going to be coming out today. 800-313-9443. And when you do go to the website, check out the podcast. It's there. It's free. You can check it out every day. And I've got yesterday's show uploaded for you. Also, my thoughts on Robin Williams and what happened there. Let's lighten it up a little bit. This is Newsbusters on Outkast Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Newsbusters. I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. Several people in New York and Ohio are being tested for the Ebola virus. So President Obama is about to announce the rollout of his latest program, Ebola Care. Russian bomber aircraft have penetrated U.S. airspace 16 times within the course of 10 days. When President Obama heard this, he immediately instructed public schools across America to make room for the pilots. Last week, President Obama hosted a state dinner for several third world African dictators. Obama wanted to get their advice on how to lead a nation in poverty without a constitution. During a speech at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit last week, Joe Biden referred to Africa as a nation. And President Obama reminded attendees that America is a nation, too, with 57 states. Nancy Pelosi also mistakenly referred to Africa as a country last week. A spokesperson says Pelosi never passed geography, so she has no idea what's in it. The three big networks all ignored the plagiarizing Democrat senator who dropped out of the Senate race in Montana. In fact, the networks all plagiarized their silence on the matter from each other. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks says that Democrats are waging a war on white people. That's ridiculous, Congressman. Democrats are waging a war on everyone.
Check out the website, outcastradio.net.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Outkast Radio. Sorry I didn't cue you, man. My bad, I need to point. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. One of the ways I keep my sanity is I work out 5-6 days a week, join a local gym. I look pretty good, don't I? Sammy? Danny? Where am I? All right, here we go. Email, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. Hey, O, writes Butch. When I try to go to your website, I get thrown off and go back to my homepage. Why is that? I can't even see your page. It just blows me off. I guess it was written by my ex-wife. No. Type in outcastradio.net. Outcastradio.net. But do it in the toolbar. If you're having a problem from your search engine, maybe if you go to the toolbar, outcastradio.net. I just tried it. It's working. Let's start with Howard up in Seattle. Hello, Howard. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to call in. Don, I really appreciate your style on the air. And I appreciate the fact that Republic Broadcasting offers a lot of really practical, useful information. I donate $100 a month just because there's some practical value. You know, health is worth a lot of money to me, and I don't mind paying for it. So when you were interviewing this morning, like Dr. what's his name?
Oh, epigenetics. Dr. Wallach. Yeah.
So I took some time, several hours, to research a lot of stuff about his approach to health and nutrition, and it was stunning. It was like being punched upside of the head, kind of, to look at his, the basic premise there is you need probably 80 different minerals in your diet. And he says every day, it's great. I wish I could get that. And in fact, I then went and bought some of his stuff online. So if it keeps me healthier another year or two into the future, or 10 or 20 years, this is really valuable stuff. And people should listen, and then they should buy the product. And, people may be listening and say, oh, he sounds like a shill. But I have found a bunch of the Republic Radio hosts are, they'll bring on these people that bring in nutritional information or health information, and I can't get this anywhere else.
Yeah, he said we all need 16 essential minerals, and you used to get that from the ashes, from wood. You know, when you think about the way food is processed, he made some really good points, and I'm thinking of getting some of it myself. I wanted to get a hold of him and do it myself. Please let me know how it works for you, because that's what we need with all the crap going on between the chemtrails and the processed food and the GMOs. We certainly need to take care of ourselves, and apparently minerals are the key.
Yes, he said he's 75.
He's 75. He sounded like he was in his early 50s, and I made that comment on the air. I could not believe the guy was 75, and the energy he had. He was putting me to shame, and I'm thinking, dude, this guy's 75. He's got more energy than I do.
He's very sharp, and I'm 65, and I like to tell my friends, if you want to live a healthier lifestyle, look into nutrition and so on. And I said this to my wife this week. I said, if Jesus was alive today, he would have a hard time finding people who are really interested in healing, if, let's say there were miraculous powers of healing available if people would just show up and do whatever it took to receive the energy and the wisdom. How many people of all your friends do you know who would give up their bad nutrition and their bad attitudes and their stress and so on and just walk away from all that and be healthy?
I don't take, outside of the Nicorette is my one addiction, and the caffeine, obviously, but that makes for a good show.
Caffeine, hey,
I know,
hallelujah
but
I
can't give up everything. I can't be that good. Back in 2006, I actually gave up coffee, and I was nicotine-free, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm thinking, man, I need an addiction, and I made a pot of coffee because I just couldn't stand being that clean.
Yeah. Also, I would like to say I'm sad that Lauren Bacall died yesterday.
I think she was 89, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what she was eating, but I'm assuming it was like something really, really healthy. And I'm reminded of this great quote from Lauren Bacall. Let's see if I can pull it up really fast here. She said something about like her view of men, and keep in mind this would have been back in the days when she was hanging out with Humphrey Bogart and presumably some real men in Hollywood still hang out. She said, "A woman isn't complete without a man, but where do you find a man, a real man, these days?"
Especially today. I mean, the alpha male is looked down and demonized, and I consider myself an alpha male. Sammy, Danny, would you consider me an alpha male? What do you mean, an a-hole? All right, Howard, I appreciate the call. Have a great day in Seattle, okay, my friend?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Got a letter here from John, a letter. It's an email. All right, I got a letter. I'm Casey Kasem of American Top 40, and let's read a run at that. Starting to sound like Al Sharpton. A letter from John, who writes in, people who receive EBT food stamps are being sent notices that EBT cards will be non-functioning beginning September-October 2014. The U.S. House narrowly voted to stop food stamp benefits next year for an estimated 3.8 million Americans, despite a veto threat and lobbying by groups that feed the poor. September 30, 2015, according to the cost estimate for the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, those cuts will come through reducing work requirements. The bottom line, get ready for September, October of this year when 3.8 million people will lose eligibility for food stamps in fiscal 2014. That means we'll have rioting on the streets probably 1 minute after they're cut off. I'm Casey Kasem of American Top 40, and keep your feet on the ground, otherwise you'll fall on your butt. I told you, the voices were just going to start coming out. It's the coffee. Don't blame me. Here's your question of the day, 800-313-9443. Do you think race riots could be coming down the pike pretty soon? And John, I got to tell you, that email you sent me about the EBT cards, 3.8 million people not getting their government cheese, September and October of this year, that's what, 30 to 60 days away. Imagine that. 3.8 million people waking up one morning, going down to Walmart, and not realizing that card doesn't work. What do you think they're going to do? Get ready. This is going to be a very interesting fall. I think between the financial situation we're finding, the geopolitical, and the religion, it seems that all three rails are coming to an event. And there's so many different angles to this. I mean, you can look at the border and immigration. Is this going to lead to a biometric chip that'll be implanted in a card, and all these illegals will be told, if you want to be a U.S. citizen, you have to take a smart card. And of course, they'll take it. After they do, many of them will be stolen or sold. And at that point, the government comes up with the final solution, which is an implantable chip. Then the American public says, wait a second, how come they're getting Obamacare? How come they vote? They're being able to vote with the chip? Where's our chip? And all of a sudden, all the sheep start running to get injected with chips. Does it sound that far-fetched? In India, 600 million people already have the card, the biometric card. And across the world, China, Russia, it's being implemented everywhere except here because this is the last country to fall. This is where the resistance will be the greatest. But incrementally, slowly, the progressives are getting us to a point where we'll accept it. Because once fear is the predominant emotion, people will give up their liberty. So if riots were to break out in America, whether they're race riots, and I honestly believe that if race riots did break out in this country, they'll be more economic in nature. Because if people are rioting over their EBT cards not working, are they in fact rioting because of Whitey? Or are they in fact rioting because of Greeny, because they're not getting the green? Think about that for a moment. So that's the question of the day. If you want to check in, it's 800-313-9443. Do you think race riots are a possibility in the near future? And what do you think of the church in general? Are the pastors doing their job? According to a recent study, 90% will not talk about the events of the day. Is that because they want to protect their nonprofit status? I would say yes. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.